Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out IssuesProgram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there, if you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out IssuesProgram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Crew Nation, to another episode of One on One. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And today I am immensely excited to be in the same room as the front woman for one of my absolute favorite J-pop groups. Their self-titled debut last year simply wowed us, earning both a 4.5-star rating and the number 7 spot on our top albums of 2017, beating out the likes of Yuki, Arcade Fire, Methan Royd, and even the legendary frontman of Pink Floyd, Roger Waters. I am ecstatic to welcome to One on One Miss Emi Kusuno, frontwoman for Satellite Young.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. I love Boston here so far. It's nice weather. It's not the nice weather today, but...
little bit raining right now.
Yeah, it's been really cool summer. Not like a Tokyo summer.
Yeah. It's a bit of a heat wave going on right now in Japan.
Yes.
So, my first question is, how did the style and attitude of the 80s inspire you both as a person and a performer?
So, when I was like elementary school, I was always listening to the mini J-pop. I was always go to the rental CD shop and renting like Hamasaki Ayumi and Morning Musume, but I have to use expense for that.
Right.
But if I go to the public library, there's a bunch of 80s songs I can borrow free.
Yeah.
So I got the Seiko Matsuda and Akina Nakamori and Pink Ladies and Moritaka, and I listen to all those 80s music. And also there's American music, such as Madonna and Kylie Minogue. So I think my like childhood music was 80s, even I was born in 1990s.
Nice, yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I was kind of like in the same boat when it came to, like, even though I was born in the 80s, I really didn't dive deep into the 80s until, like, my library also would, like, have, like, music for you to rent, so I could, like, listen to, like, stuff from Prince and Michael Jackson, and oddly enough, that's how I got into, like, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic, yeah, I love it.
So that's really cool that that's how it got into music. But I also read that you did the same thing when it came to anime. Like, you would rent, like, classic anime from, like, the 80s and, like, early 90s. What shows, like, greatly inspired you?
I was grown up with lots of American cartoons, such as Jetson and Flintstone. Like, it's actually, they're all, like, from 60s.
Yeah.
My father was really, like... nerdy guys into American culture. So like I was grown up with really American culture, but when I grew up, like I found out Evangelion at the like TV shows and Sailor Moon, and I was really interested in all those Japanese animation, especially during 2000 when I was around 10 or 13. Like there's so many revival anime, like Arare-chan or Himitsu no Ako-chan. I don't know how to say it in English.
No, that's fine. I mean, we're kind of seeing that happening too right now with like a lot of revivals. Last year we had Mahoujin Guru Guru. Mm-hmm. We have.
Oh, that's right.
Right now we have Banana Fish, which was a really big manga in the 80s, now being turned into an anime.
Mm-hmm. And that time, like, there's a Robocon, which is visual live action, wearing robot costume and stuff. Like, so I just wanted to see the reference. So I went to the Staya, which is the CD rental shop. Like I dig into like many video from 80s.
Yeah.
And I was so inspired by Arare-chan and like Ranma and Creamy Mommy was so colorful and like lots of like flashy fashions. So like I'm always attracted by 80s.
Yeah. And I think you've also mentioned like shows like Dirty Pair and City Hunter.
Yes.
Like stuff that's like really cool, badass, sexy.
Yeah.
Everything that was so 80s rolled up into like one show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And also, I'm watching Gem.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like from the US. Gem is like American version of Creamy Mummy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And I like the whole like music soundtrack there so much. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm always digging into with YouTube. And,
well, yeah. Well, you know, before when I was starting to get into the J-pop, it was before the time of YouTube. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, with like the start of YouTube, that's how like artists from all across the world are like getting their name out there. I mean, without YouTube, probably acts like Baby Metal wouldn't probably be big here.
Yeah.
Even like K-pop too, like Psy and BTS, like they wouldn't have as much of a following without YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So like as a digging with YouTube, like I found out like there's the 80s going on in Japan, US, and Italy, and all those culture is kind of connected together.
Now, before you started Satellite Gang, and correct me if I'm wrong, you actually started out as a radio DJ.
Yes.
So, how did that help you to expand your tastes in various music genres?
I think I'm always a music fan, so I always listen to many genres of music. I always get bored to listening just one certain people or certain genres, so... But I kind of have a dream, like, always wanted to, like, express myself, but I didn't not sure, like, if it's music, but, like, I was, like, talking host of the radio DJ, and I was also doing photography, and then I do many things, and I got inspired by, like, many artists, and I just started on my own.
That's neat, because that's kind of like what happened with me when I was doing college radio. Mm. Like, predominantly I was starting to do J-pop, but then I was starting to get into, like, deeper into the music of, like, Iggy Pop and Tom Waits and just all these different sorts of genres, because I consider myself to be very eclectic when it comes to my taste. Like, I could go from listening to Tony Bennett, and then I could go directly into listening to some like Metallica, and then maybe go into listening to Larkin CL, and then even listening to like jazz, like Soylent Penn Sessions and stuff like that.
Wow, many genres.
Yeah,
like my member of the Salai Young, Bel Maison Sekine, is also into many kinds of music. He make up like many background music for like work, and he does like many music. But like we have a common that like we're actually like into 80s, so we started. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great segue, because I do want to ask how your paths first crossed. Like, how did you and Bel Maison and Sekine first meet?
So Bel Maison and I went to same university. My friends introduced him to me. So there's a modern artist called Meiwa Denki. So I was at the party of the Meiwa Denki, and the Meiwa Denki's worker was talking about like my stuff. Like I wanted to, like I didn't say I want to make a music, but I wanted to make a kind of my fake 80s I didn't experience.
Right.
And he said, oh, like you should make a something with someone, like I will introduce Sekine. And then Sekine came and we talk about like what's hot and right now, and he was really into like many 80s kind of music. He has been like digging all of those music, but he now he thinks Seiko Matsuda, like late 80s, it really sounds really cool. And I was same taste, so we should start music.
So yeah. It was like right at that point where you realize, okay, let's start this project.
Yeah, it's project. So I didn't want it to be a musician. I was more like, you know, start new art. Yeah, so it's very silent. It's actually conceptual. So we write a lyric about nowadays technology, which is mostly Japanese. But I'm not sure, like, yeah, I put the many caption recent, like for the recent video. I want to make American people or like outside of Japan people understand.
I think it's worked perfectly. Mm-hmm. So, where does the name Satellite Young originate from?
Oh, it's actually like we had a brainstorm what sounded future and retro at the same time. So we put the all the word together, and satellite and young, it sounds like a retro and futuristic at the same time. So it doesn't have a really meaning.
No, that's fine. I'm curious, is there, what were some of the other names you were thinking of calling it?
Oh, like we said, I said young satellite, and he said, maybe switch. But when I talk about it with radio DJ Kamasami Kong, he said, oh, that's the same way to invent the name of Omega Drive.
Yeah.
Omega Drive was actually...
Drive Omega.
Drive Omega. Or like they said like they think futuristic and retro at the same time.
Nice. By the way, it's awesome you mentioned Kamikaze Kong because I used to listen to him. Mm-hmm. He used to do this, unless he still does it. He did this podcast called The Met Pod, which promoted the Metropolis Magazine, which was a great magazine to for foreigners to like learn about the Japanese culture and what was going on. So
I was on that show. Yeah, Metropolis.
Nice. Very nice. So, I know it started with you and Belle Mason, so where did Telehideo come into the equation?
Oh, yeah, he came out of the blue. I was talking with Belle Mason, and we want some more impact, we want some unusual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we decided to create on robot. So we don't really talk about like
the origins.
Yeah,
like don't worry. I don't want to pull the curtain behind what's behind Telehideo.
Yeah, but like Telehideo is a great guy. He's capable to do anything like VJing, dancing, and sometimes they make gadget. So it's really cool. Like he can be tall or short.
He can be portable.
Yeah, portable. Yeah, it's a portable member.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, the very first song I heard from you was a song that you posted on the South by Southwest page last year, which was The Visual Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the main inspiration behind that song?
Oh, that song was actually... I always write the lyric. 90% of the song was written by me, but that song was actually written by Sekine.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But he was inspired by book written by Keiichiro Hirano. He got the芥川Award, so which is really signature book of him.
Okay.
So it's hard to explain in English, sorry.
It's okay, don't worry.
Yeah, like, so Keiichiro Hirano states that there's like a philosophy that you are one person, but you have so many personalities. Like when you talk to your mom, when you talk to your friend, when you talk to your girlfriend, like you have a like different face. So
yeah, it's like a different persona per each person you talk to.
Yeah, so that's a divisionism. So he got inspired by that, and also he got inspired by young generation who has so many social media. So that's what the inspiration came from. So like different persona.
Yeah, and it's a great track. It kind of has this sort of montage feel. Like you can picture like this is like the type of song that the Karate Kid would be playing in the background while he's training or something like that.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. And I absolutely love the music video that now Watanabe created. Yeah, it's he made it all like Sally Young image.
Yeah, it was almost like a very immersive type of music video, which I loved it. You managed to capture both the sound and the vibe and the attitude of Satellite Young in that video.
Yeah, and also like we used the deep learning system. So the filter learned all 80s signature movie poster and also graphic that has a hashtag 80s on Tumblr. So the machine learned about 80s, and so they showed, computer dream about 80s.
Nice.
It's very conceptual.
So it was right after I heard that song, Individual Heart, when I discovered the music video you did with Sweden's Make Babies, or Maka Babies. I forget how you were supposed to say it.
I think Make Babies.
Make Babies.
Yeah.
For Don't Graduate Senpai. Mm-hmm. Now, how did this collaboration first come to be?
So I actually followed Olivia and Eric, who is the creator of Senpai Club, on Twitter, and they followed me back. And I DM'd them, I love your anime, and they said, I love your music, and we should do something. And Eric told me that like he's actually making 80s version of Senpai Club. So, which is like really great timing. I can do a theme song for you, and we should, and we created. Yeah.
And what I love about the song, it does have that sort of old school Rumiko Takahashi vibe to it. Like you can picture it being like the end theme of something like Urusei Yatsuru or Ranma 1/2.
Yeah.
And they were even able to capture the look and feel of like old school anime in the video itself.
Yes, it is. So Southern Young is getting, so expand the world with collaborating music video director or animator. So like Make a Baby's visual really expands Southern Young's world. So it's very good.
And from that, now you have your own, you're working on an animated series based on Satellite
Young. Yes, I'm excited. Yeah.
Which, it captures the style of the 80s anime wonderfully. And just, how does it feel to be now an animated character?
It's like a dream. Yeah, it's like I always wanted to be in the world of Dirty Pair, and now it happens, like it's crazy. Eric also wanted to create a new content, but he has been created Senpai Club when he was high school. Now he's a 21 and he kind of wanted to make a serious one, like which is like a more like a sci-fi thing. So he asked me like what should I do, and maybe we can create Satellite Young anime, and he said, oh, that's a good idea. So he did it for like just for fun, and it's good. I wish like this series could be the, like a Netflix original or something.
You never know. I mean, it could always lead to something like that in the future. So like how much creative input do you put into the Satellite Young cartoon? Like, do you have like a say in what you would like it to be?
We actually created the story with Eric, me and Eric, and Eric's brother. And he write a whole script and I translate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like I'm on more inside of anime. So, yeah, like creating story is really fun, but at the same time, it should be like really short time. So every episode is like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, so I have to make it compact. So, which is the hard part.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to like, because I see a lot of like 3 minute anime series that air like on Crunchyroll or on other sites, and it's amazing that they can like put so much into a little show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I put so many stereotypical sci-fi anime thing at the same time. Like, I put something ironic about like nowadays. So yeah, we only have one episode, but you will know, like, there's so many like social media or like surveillance like kind of thing.
Yeah. So, like, how many, do you have an idea of how many episodes are going to be planned for the Satellite Gung Show, or?
It's going to be 4 or 5. Like, we already recorded the voice part.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know that it's all in production, so.
Yes, it's all in production, but Eric has work to do, so.
Right.
Yeah, it's a part-time project, doesn't have a, you know, deadline, but yeah, I'm excited to see it.
I'm excited too, and I will be very patient for,
yes.
I won't, don't be poking Eric.
Okay. Okay.
So, from one Swedish creator to another, your collaboration with Mitch Murder and your song Sniper Root.
Yes.
How did this meetup happen?
So we released one record from Future City Record and also New Retro Wave, and so during that collaboration, so Sekine sent some music to him, and they, oh, that's really great, we should collaborate.
Were you familiar with the movie that he scored, Kung Fury, before?
Yeah, of course. I wish I could be in Kung Fury.
Well, there is Kung Fury 2 that they're working on, so...
Yeah, I'm excited.
There is that possibility. Mm-hmm. Should ask Mitch.
Yeah.
And what I loved about the song, too, because it does, again, it reminds me much of, like, 80s, 90s anime, but, like, the show that really came to mind when I watched it was, I don't know if you were familiar with something called Gunsmith Cats. Or Riding Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt like a like an awesome, like, car chase sort of song.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like a plan kind of music, so it's really, imagine the like car chasing or spies, sniper,
something along those lines.
So I imagined the same song.
Yeah,
with a like non-existent.
Yeah, kind of like there's that movie with Ryan Gosling, Drive.
Yes.
Kind of like a movie like that,
yes,
especially one of those like those epic driving scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It was soon after your performance in South by Southwest last year when you dropped your first full-length album. And, you know, how would you personally describe the overall theme to your debut record?
I feel like a Satellite Young episode 1. So we have been searching for like what kind of music could be original, not like just the 80s ripoff. Like, we, you know, tinkling, making music, what would be our original music.
Yeah.
So we started with Jack Doshi and Fake Memory, and Individual Heart is kind of like next step.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole history, like I put the whole songs into that album. So next album should be more like transformation into, I don't know.
You kind of want to go from your 1999 to your Purple Rain for the next album.
Yes. Purple Rain, yeah. Like, yeah, it's really like the best album. But I would like to go to the next step, yeah.
I think you're going to do fantastic with that. You shot a very amazing video for Break Big Tic Tac, which you did in virtual reality.
Yes.
So, can you talk about where this concept came from to do a VR video?
Oh, so the director of Break Big Tic Tac, her name is Kayla Briette. She's from LA. We met at the Adobe's conference, and she's really bright and young, beautiful woman who is like 20. Yeah, it's like she's really genius. She talks on TED, and she got the free flight ticket from TED.
Nice.
Yeah, and she came to Japan, and she stayed at my house. And we should do something like during her staying. I asked her to like choose the one song like she would like to direct, and she suddenly in love with the Break Break TikTok. She wanted to direct the Break Break TikTok, and we talk about the idea, and like she said, like before the Break Break TikTok shooting, she said like in Tokyo there's like a game character for each station.
Oh, okay.
So she said that, like, and she said like Akihabara seems like a really game world, and she wanted to make it like a virtual reality.
Nice. Yeah,
that's her inspiration, and it always, you know, fun to hang out with people outside of Japan in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. I could get to see her point of view about Tokyo was really inspired me.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, you're actually working on your next music video for Summer Gal. What can you tell me about this one?
Oh, so, yeah, like, we haven't really talked about that music video yet, but we are actually thinking of doing cover song, like, really signature song from 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, yeah, we haven't tell, like, what's song is it? But yeah, like we will do a couple cover series on YouTube. We will translate it in Japanese and singing in Japanese.
Mm. I look forward to hearing that.
Then, yes.
I won't guess of which ones they are because I think we'll be here for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's gonna release like beginning of August. So it's soon. It's almost there. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, I know we talked a little bit about new music, which you have been showing off with, like, Modern Romance, mm-hmm. Singing Dream, mm-hmm. and the theme song mm-hmm. to the web series,
yeah.
10% You May Deny, or mm-hmm. 1,000% Not a Dream.
Yeah,
yes.
10% You May Deny, yeah.
So, how do these tracks play into the next phase of Satellite Young?
Mm. We don't know yet, but we want to be more original,
yeah.
not just the parody of 80s.
Yeah.
So we want to mix the nowadays music, also, like, we want to try many things, yeah,
very
with
cool.
the music.
Now, outside of Satellite Young, you know, you've done a lot of modeling and even some commercial acting, and
yeah.
recently you were in an ad for, I think it's a Japanese PC company called Santa.
It's an eye drop. Commercial.
Oh, it's an eye.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's an eye drop coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, so they look at the computer. Oh, my eyes are getting dry.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not. I saw it. I was like, I see selling computers. There's mm-hmm. like. The okay.
Commercial.
So, like, I've heard that they've actually been playing this ad on, like, the big screens in, like, Shibuya and, like, mm-hmm. all over, like, Japan. So,
yeah,
like,
trains and TV shows.
So, like, what goes through your mind when, like, you see yourself on TV and you see yourself on, like, the walls and.
Yeah, it's really funny, but I was actually in Boston, so, like, I haven't checked it out on TV or, like, any train visions yet, but my friends, like, many of my friends, like, who I haven't talked to for a while just talked to me, like, via Facebook, like, friends from junior high contacted me. Oh, I saw you on TV. Whoa, it's crazy. Yeah, like just like it's always dream to be a like Japanese commercial, which is like really catchy one in kitsch. Like it's really cool to be there. Like yeah, I have a blue hair and that there's like blue hair characters. It's really cool.
Very nice. So. Do you have any other, like, upcoming model or acting gigs or any other things that you can talk about?
Recently, like, I appeared on the TV show called Sensors, which is the news show talking about technology that is actually available on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
There's a full video, but it's all Japanese.
All right.
But, well, yeah, like, I want to try many things. Yeah, very as much cool. as I can. But please look for the new music video coming up, some cover music video series. So, mm-hmm. yeah, keep watching.
So would you say, like, after you returned from Japan, from Cambridge, mm-hmm. is, like, the next step to record the second album?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I actually recorded, like, 4 songs before I go.
Oh, all
so,
right.
Sekine is now mixing it, so hopefully soon.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to hearing the full album when it gets released. So my final main question before we get to the next part mm-hmm. is something I like to ask all my musical guests. So it's called Three Album Island, and it's basically if you found yourself stuck on a deserted island mm-hmm. and you managed to build a record player somehow out of, like, coconuts, vine, the Gilligan's Island way, if we like to call it here in America. Which three albums would you like to have with you to keep you sane until your imminent rescue, and why?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I need more time.
You know, this is why sometimes I tell my musical guests this. You know what? You can always change these answers in the near future.
Okay. Three album. Do you have a three album?
Like, do I have a three albums?
Yeah.
My three. You're the first person. You're the first. Yes, I've had actually asked me that one. I think my three albums would probably be Pink Floyd The Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of my all-time favorite classic rock albums. Songs for the Deaf by Queens of the Stone Age. Probably one of my all-time favorite rock bands. And for my third one would have to be definitely something from Japan. I would say maybe, definitely Runner's High by the Phillips.
I actually like Smiths, but which is really different from selling and kind of music.
Right. Still 80s, but yeah very, 80s. Very much more of the emo rock.
Emo rock. I don't really listen to the rock music, but this is the only one I like. Yeah. Okay. I would say one is Hijitsuroku Hasengen by Sato Moritaka.
Nice.
And Madonna's this album.
Oh, her self-titled.
Yeah, self-titled. Mm-hmm. And Need Is Murder by The Smiths.
So
yeah.
Those would be your three.
Oh, those are 80s. Yeah.
But three great 80s albums.
Yes.
Although I've never heard of the J-pop artist. What was her name again?
Chisato Moritaka.
Yeah.
So, Hijitsuryoku Ha Sengen is actually my favorite song. I had actually covered it on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, so it's like she... So, Hijitsuryoku Ha means... Like, she's not good at singing.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, whatever. Like, it's really cool. It's a really cool song. Like, there's actually many funny concepts of the songs. Yeah.
Very neat.
Yeah, you should check it out.
All right. I definitely will check it out. So, all right. So, the next part of this interview, mm-hmm. we already talked about this. It's called mm-hmm. Coin Flip.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, heads or tails. Whoever mm-hmm. calls it, whoever wins, gets to ask the other person the question.
Okay.
All right. So, did you want to stay on a specific genre, be it music, okay. anime, or anything like that? Or do you want it to be total, as we call it, smorgasbord, which is just a mixture of everything.
Okay, mixtures of everything.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you pick, heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails? Tails.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm in the hot seat. Ask mm-hmm. me anything.
Okay. What's your most inspirational movie?
My most inspirational movie?
Uh-huh.
I would probably say, I don't know if it ever came in, I think it came to Japan much, much later after it got released. Uh-huh. There's this movie called Clerks.
Clerks.
It's a day in the life of working in a convenience store.
Uh-huh.
And I always relate so much to the characters uh-huh. of Dante and Randall, who mm. one works at the convenience store and then the other guy works at, like, the video store that's right next to
mm-hmm.
it. It's shot in black and white. In fact, the logo for Clerks played inspiration to the logo for my No Borders Erased show. So that's why if you see the logo for Clerks and you see my logo for No Borders Erased, you'll see the big comparisons between the two of them.
It's from 1994.
Yes.
I should check it out.
It is a very funny movie.
So PG-13.
Actually, almost got an X rating here in America just for the dialogue alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing gross. You see, but they talk a lot of bad things in that movie.
Oh, I see.
Just as a warning.
I should check it out with. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say heads this time.
Okay.
Tails again.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. Have you ever had a Japanese girlfriend?
I've not had one. I've gone on at a couple of possible dates. It's one of those things where I don't know if it was a date or it was just us hanging out. But no, I haven't had a Japanese girlfriend yet. Not for lack of trying, of course. But
okay.
But yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Alright.
Heads.
Oh, okay. Now I get to put you in the hot seat. Alright, so with you being here in America, what's one aspect of our culture that still really confuses you?
I think I love American people. They're like really friendly and like they talk to each other a lot, like even if they're a stranger. Like, many people are shy in Japan, and also, like, not to talk to a stranger in Japan. But one thing I think interesting is, like, there's so many, like, crazy person on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people just yelling at me, or, like...
Sorry about that.
it never really happened. It happens in Japan, but there's often, but I'm not sure, like, if I hate it, it's, I don't hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, sorry that happened. You try to ignore it. That's why I always walk around with, like, headphones. So it's like, just ignore it, walk around.
There's many confusing things, I think. But I like people in America's personality a lot. It's really rough.
Yeah. Okay.
And every food is big, which is good.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say tails this time.
Okay.
Oh, heads.
Okay.
So.
I'll ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is your favorite Japanese place?
My favorite Japanese place? Mm-hmm. Well, I would definitely say when I visited there many years ago, my favorite Japanese place was probably Nikko. We went to the shrines that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And
Nikko.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just was just immersed with the beauty that these shrines that have been up for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it just was so beautiful. And what was really neat about this visit, I had this opportunity to take part in like a ceremony of sorts, where, if I'm not mistaken, what my friend told me was what I was about to do was I was about to partake in eating the food of the gods, which was like, it was a small cup of sake, a little thing of sugar, and then a tiny little fish.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never tried it. Wow.
It was really neat. It was quite the interesting experience, and I still have everything from Nikko that they gave me. I still have all the good luck charms, and it was just a very beautiful and eye-opening experience that I had.
I bet. Like, it's a beautiful place. Yeah.
Going to say heads.
Okay.
Wait, this is round 5 or 6.
Okay.
So heads. Oh, heads. Okay.
Okay.
So on the other show that I'm part of, Wicked Anime, they have this really cool panel about the concept of the character crush. You know, why we as people will have, like, waifus or husbandos, and why we may, like, fall for, like, 2D characters and cartoon characters, fictional characters. My question for you is, do you have a character crush? Do you have a husbando or a waifu? Like, was there, like, a cartoon character you remember watching growing up that you were just, that you fell in love with? Like, a tuxedo common?
A tuxedo common. I always wanted to be a part of Sailor Moon. Like, I always wanted to be Sailor Mercury with blue hair.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, sorry, it's not the interesting, but I've never had a crush on someone in anime much, but yeah, I don't know, but when I was low teen, or 11 years old, I always watching Tensai Terebikun, which is Japanese live action TV show. It's a variety TV show.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like there's many bunch of kids or playing game and stuff. Like, it's like a Disney Channel.
Oh, okay.
And I think there's many boys there, so I had a crush on each person. Like, they're actually singing really 80s songs, like covered 80s American popular song cover with the Japanese. So it's always inspired.
Nice. That kind of sounds like something that we had back in the early 90s. We had a show on the Disney Channel called Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, so the kids would actually go on and they would cover mostly songs from the 80s. Mm-hmm. So that's really neat. Yeah. All right. Oh, your turn to cut.
Tail?
Ah, heads.
Okay.
Another top five. Mm-hmm. Top five albums you feel greatly define the 80s for you.
Oh, five?
Yeah.
That's a hard question. I can't pick five with 1 minute, but I love the soundtrack of Flashdance.
Oh yeah, Flashdance.
It really defines my 80s. Mm-hmm. And also, I like the new edition, Cool It Now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a band of Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like when they got the high voice.
Yeah, Candy Girl.
I don't know the name of the album well. And also, Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Of course, Madonna Madonna's second album. Mm-hmm. Self-titled one.
Yep.
And also Journey. I love the Frontiers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good album.
Yeah.
So you feel like those are the five that greatly define you for 80s?
Mm-hmm. Did I say five?
Yep, you said five.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, definitely Prince Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm. Prince Purple Rain. Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Huey Lewis in the News, Sports.
Yes.
That was actually the first album I fell in love with as a kid. Mm-hmm. Ride the Lightning by Metallica. Mm-hmm. Paul's Boutique by Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. And the fifth one, I would definitely have to say... Well, yeah, I'll throw in Thriller from Michael Jackson. I know that's kind of like an easy one.
It's so hard to... Pick five.
Yeah, and I just realized that too, doing it myself.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, let's see.
The last one.
This will be the last one. Okay. So, I'm going to guess Tails. Oh. Ah, heads.
Yeah,
so,
all
right.
Ask a question.
Make it count.
Okay. It's kind of similar question you asked me before, but what cultures of Japan, really confuse you?
What cultures of Japan really confuse me? That's a good one, because I'm trying to think. Because I was watching anime and everything, I kind of learn about all the cultures and get an understanding of it.
Like when you're a young age, or
yeah, I think there are certain aspects of, like, one of my favorite genres of, like, anime or even drama is comedy. Mm. But there are some aspects of Japanese comedy that I don't understand. Mm. Specifically, like, there's this, like, they call it, like, the Showa era of comedy. Like, the old school Osamatsu-kun and, like, Bakuban and, like, stuff like that. And I don't... There aren't jokes per se, but there are catchphrases instead of actual jokes.
Oh, it's like a she.
Yeah, like she. Like Dayon.
Dayon. That's right. Yeah, that actually confused me too.
Yeah. So I think that's one thing that confuses me. That I can actually say. There's one thing that really really confuses me that I'm really. Don't want to say on a podcast show or can't. My listeners will have to guess what it is because I don't want to reveal it to you publicly.
Okay.
So that's it for coin flip. Kusano-san, thank you so much for joining me here on
One
on
One. Thank you so much.
For our listeners, please go to satelliteyoung.bandcamp.com to check out all of their albums. Go onto their YouTube, like them on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yeah, it's on Spotify too.
And on Spotify.
Yeah.
And Emmy, this has been a real treat because I've never thought I would get a chance to be interviewing you face to face. So this has been awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm all the way came from Tokyo. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.